Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Like a chicken soup for the soul, a chicken soup for the Trump hater's soul. It's to get you through the next 3 years, because he's not going to be impeached and they're not going to invoke the 25th Amendment. He's not going anywhere. But here's the reality, and this is something that you have to understand right now, okay? When you've got a guy who's appointing conservative judges at a record breakneck pace, and you've got a guy who is slashing regulations at breakneck pace, and you've got tax reform happening, all these things, which are so antithetical to the left, and now they're talking about the EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt possibly becoming the Attorney General. This is nuts. If you're on the left, I mean, this is nutty. You know what I mean? This is nutty stuff here. Who thinks like this, where you'd put originalist judges on the court? You'd put judges who respect the Constitution, who actually want to see the original intent of a statute, of the amendment of the Constitution, who doesn't want to use the courts to be a living, breathing interpretation of the times in which we live. That's just crazy. And so who doesn't understand that this freezing temperature we're in right now is actually proof of global warming? Who doesn't think that way? And that's the thing. See, if you can't look at the freezing ice around us and say this is proof of global warming, then you're nuts from the mind of the people that are of the Trump-hating class, right? Oh, and Al Gore said that today. Al Gore said the very same thing. He goes, see how cold it is proof of global warming, or well, now they call it climate change. And Trump makes fun of that. And so they think he's mentally ill. That's what they really think he's mentally ill about. You get that point, right? What they really think he's crazy about is his position on issues. It's not the tweets. They want you to think that. It's not that. It's not that. Because if he was on their side of the issue on things like the Second Amendment or the lack thereof, or if he was on their side of the issue on climate change, or he was on their side of the issue on getting judges on there who believed the Constitution was a living, breathing document, or he was on their side of the issue on believing that regulations and bureaucracy are there to usher in a utopia and bring about the pure life for all of us, they would think the tweets were funny like you think the tweets are funny. The reason why they think he's nuts is the same reason why they thought Reagan was nuts, and the same reason why they thought Barry Goldwater was nuts. This is not a new play here. This is just another reenactment of it. It's sort of like it's another remake, is really what it is. The attack lines are very similar. I said this to you during the campaign, and to me it's very funny because it's all sort of playing out kind of the way I knew it would. During the campaign, I told you that when they were making all of the commercials about Trump and the nuclear button and how he was just going to blow up the earth, and I reminded you about Barry Goldwater when he ran in 1964 against Lyndon Johnson, and they had that very, very famous Daisy commercial, the little girl, and she's pulling the petals off the flower, and she's counting them, and in the background you hear the big voice guy, and he's counting the nuclear, and then boom, you know? And then they say, President Johnson, we can't afford, blah, 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 blah. And that's because they portrayed Barry Goldwater as crazy, with his finger on the button. Why was Barry Goldwater considered crazy and nuts? Because Barry Goldwater was the author of a Conscience of a Conservative. And not the fake Jeff Flake Conscience of a Conservative, but the real Conscience of a Conservative. One of the books that inspired my thinking and so many others. And so that's why they portrayed him as nuts. What did they do to Reagan when Reagan ran in 1979? Well, they also did it to Reagan when he ran in 1976, but they portrayed him as nuts. He was going to start World War III. In fact, it was Gerald Ford who wrote an op-ed in 1979 during the primary, in 1980 actually, warning that, yeah, Ronald Reagan could probably bring us to nuclear war. And then throughout the president's 8 years, he was portrayed as being out of his mind and being he was crazy. He was a warmonger, and then Alzheimer's and everything else. So this is what they do. And then George Bush was portrayed as stupid. What is it all really about, though? It's really all about the political, philosophical points that they stand for. The rest of it is just a distraction. And there are people that genuinely believe that if you don't look at climate change as real, man-made, and then want to do something legislatively about it, because some people might think it's real and man-made, they just don't want to do anything legislatively about it. You have to look at it real and man-made and want to do something legislatively. And if you don't, you're off your rocker. And some people think that if you look at the courts and you don't want to use the courts as mini legislatures, you're off your rocker. And if you don't look at regulations and bureaucracy as being the savior, you're off your rocker. And that's what it's truly about here. And this book is an extension of that. And this book is an extension of the hope that it gives people who were against him, that tomorrow your day is going to come. Like when Maxine Waters comes out there and does her rallies and says, stay woke. What is stay woke about? Stay woke and all the other. It's about keeping hope alive with the 25, that at any moment they're going to walk in and just pull the lever. And then that's the end of it. Keep hope alive with the 25. Now, the author of this new book, Michael Wolff, has come out and he said some things today, which I think, again, kind of prove the point that I'm making. This book is entertainment and it's very entertaining. Why don't we play, actually, this is Joe Scarborough, actually, on his Not Watch Morning show called Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough admitting that Wolf's book may not have gotten every quote exactly right now. Cut number two.
But it was interesting. Yesterday morning, we saw it, didn't we? We saw a lot of people come out and say, well, Michael Wolff makes up stories out of this. But then as the day went on and you started, I started calling up my friends who, you know, and just like you and people that had access to the campaign, and everybody goes, well, yes, they all ring unambiguously true. There's, of course, there's that John Boehner story where he apparently didn't know who John Boehner was. That doesn't make sense unless he is completely losing his mind. But yeah, it that seems this morning to be the fact that Michael Wolff may not have gotten every quote exactly right.
Okay. So we have here Michael Wolff on the Today Show asking if he thinks that Trump is helping him sell books. And by the way, the president is. He actually really is. Cut number eight.
The president's lawyer sent a cease and desist letter threatening legal action against you and the publisher, to which you say?
And they sent that yesterday before they actually had read the book. But actually what I say is where do I send the box of chocolates?
You think he's helping you sell books?
Absolutely. I mean, and not only is he helping me sell books, but he's helping me prove the point of the book. I mean, this is extraordinary that a president of the United States would try to stop the publication of a book. This doesn't happen, has not happened from other presidents, would not even happen from a CEO of a mid-sized company.
See, that's the thing. The book has a point, the book has an agenda, and the book has a mission. And he just admits it there. And he wants to sell a lot of books, which is what every author wants to do. Hey, look, I don't fault him for that point. I mean, I want to sell a lot of books, too. Cut number 10, Michael Wolff on the Today Show, about everyone questioning the president's mental health.
So you stand by everything in the book, nothing made up.
Absolutely everything in the book.
Let's talk about the book itself, because one of the overarching themes is that, according to your reporting, everyone around the president, senior advisors, family members, every single one of them questions his intelligence and fitness for office.
Let me put a marker in the sand here. 100% of the people around him.
Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Ivanka Trump, question his fitness for office?
Every time I want to be careful about who I spoke to, because the nature of this kind of book is you kind of grant everyone a veil. But having said that, certainly Jared and Ivanka, in their current situation, which is in a deep legal quagmire, are putting everything on the president. Not us, it's him.
No, yeah, okay, so we're supposed to understand now that they also question his mental fitness. Right. Look, if you believe that, then I'm telling you right now, this book is very good for you because it's going to help you get through this. This is your chicken soup for the Trump hater soul, as somebody on Twitter just put it, and it was great. It'll help you get through it. You need hope. Hope is important. You got to get through this. 3 years is a long time, and it may be seven. Not easy. You know what I mean? You got to believe. You got to believe that any minute now, this is going to end. And so, if this gets you through it, then by all means, by all means. But is this book about journalism, or is this book about proving a point in a mission? Because it sounds to me like this book is about proving a point in a mission. Michael Wolff on the Today Show. I said whatever I had to say. Cut number 9.
The president, obviously, as you know, tweeted about you last night. He says, I authorized zero access to the White House, actually turned you down many times, said he never spoke to you for the book. It's full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. So as good a place to start as any. Did you talk to the president?
What was I doing there if he didn't want me to be there?
Well, let me ask you, did you talk to the president? Did you interview him for this book?
I absolutely spoke to the president, whether he realized it was an interview or not. I don't know, but it certainly was not off the record. I am certainly and absolutely in every way comfortable with everything I've reported in this book.
Would you release any of those recordings since your credibility is being questioned?
My credibility is being questioned by a man who has less credibility than perhaps anyone who has ever walked on earth at this point.
Before you stand by everything in the book.
By the way, he means the president of the United States. Now, I'm going to just point out something here. I have a feeling that other people who've walked on Earth have had less credibility. You know, that's his starting point right there. He literally says, my credibility is being questioned by a man who has less credibility than anyone who's ever walked on Earth. Right? Now, call me crazy. If you want to put him in the top 5 of people who've ever walked on Earth, a lot of people have walked on Earth. His point is that Trump has, of anyone who's ever walked on Earth, ever, in the entire history of Earth. Okay, a little bit of a stretch. Again, top 10? All right. Is there more of that idiotic clip?
Absolutely everything in the book.
Your former editor at Vanity Fair, Graydon Carter, said he wasn't surprised you'd written this explosive book. He was surprised they let you in the door at the White House. Are you surprised?
No, I'm a nice guy. I go in.
Did you flatter your way in?
I certainly said what was ever necessary to get the story.
Right. You lied to get the story, which is fine. But that gives you a whole lot of credibility. But again, you don't have the least credibility of any man who's ever walked on planet Earth. But you're number 2. You're not second least of anyone who's ever walked on planet Earth. I love a crazy over the top generalizations like that. 855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell, and cbsphilly.com/rich. Coming up, changes coming to the United States Senate. Is it possible you could have Mitt Romney and John Kasich, the son of a mailman? I'll explain straight ahead.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.